Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you that we can always trust in you. You are an abundant God, and out of your great mercy, you have given us so much. Amen. Blessed Mother began speaking to Mother Claire. I am pleased with your offerings. They will help. I wish I could demonstrate to you how every little bit helps. You would be shocked that such insignificant things can accomplish such great things in the hands of the Father. No offering is too little. Do not disparage yourself for doing little offering. Give thanks to God that you have something to give Him. Every gift counts, beloved ones. Every little thing. If everyone would take us seriously, situations would be resolved so much faster. But most do not have the faith to believe that their little offerings can accomplish such great things. Consider this, dear ones. You are giving your gift to God, who is capable of multiplying its effects according to the needs at hand. Look with the eyes of faith and love. Think of when your little toddler brought you a dandelion with a joyful smile and handed it to you. Whatever your mood was before, this great act of kindness has an impact on you, and you are not left in the same state. Rather, your heart is touched, and the things which seem so very heavy on you melt away at this random act of kindness. Even the animals in your life bring with them consolation from heaven. God touches their little consciousness to come to your aid when you are hurting. In fact, all of creation celebrates when you recognize a gift that was given you from their hands. Indeed, with life force comes consciousness. I wish you would look for those little gifts as your days progress. We too are fond of leaving you a little sign that we are with you. Thank you, Mother. Some of these gifts have saved me from despair, such as the rock in the parking lot when we went for help with Ezekiel's pain from fibro. There was great meaning in that little rock from St. Francis, and you received it. Yes, that visit with the doctor gave us new life. Mother Mary continued, and to come full circle, your little offerings bring great comfort to these poor, tormented little ones. Our Father knows exactly how to touch each one to bring them hope. I am taking extra time with this topic because I want you to be consistent in your offerings for these little souls. I know you will do so much more when you realize how they have been impacted. Things in the spiritual realm are far different from the physical. Intention counts for a great deal. You see this clearly in the Gospels, when the poor widow gave everything she had to live on into the offering box in the temple. To the rich, she gave nothing. To Jesus, she indeed gave her whole self to the temple of the Lord. Oh, how God smiled on that widow. This is why I tell you, my people, give until it hurts, even the little things. God does truly great things with the littlest of offerings. Have confidence in this when you do give. Do not disparage yourselves with thoughts such as, that's nothing, you've done no good. Such thoughts come from the evil ones who despise you and every little thing you do for God. Their task is to discourage you from ever giving anything, so they whisper such lies in your ears. When you give because you care, even though it is not much in your eyes, it is an honor for God to receive such innocent and good-hearted offerings. You see, you will not change from your selfishness overnight. It takes time. It is a journey into selflessness that happens gradually over time, that takes you to the pinnacle of sacrifice. Satan will try to discourage the very first steps of this journey so that you never make it. Ignore his voice and rejoice when you are able to offer something for love of God and brother.